here with Kerry Bostock, and we're going to talk about Butterfly in Shades of Blue. Kerry, you're bringing a romantic comedy up here and starring in it.
Yes, that's right. Butterfly in Shades of Blue. It's a four-act drama going over 80 minutes. It has been cut, but we're having so much fun doing it. Yeah.
And what would you define as a romantic comedy for the stage? People have probably seen a lot of romantic comedy films.
Yeah.
What does that kind of mean on stage?
There was a bit of discussion about whether to call it a romantic comedy, to be honest, because it is a romantic drama, but it does have comedy levels in it. I'd say it's more poignant and it's quite bittersweet, so we've made a lot of the audience cry. Yeah, there's laughs, but there's some very deep, intense moments in it as well, so... it's not like these rom-com films that you'd think about. So, yeah, it's hard when you tell people it's a romantic comedy. You have to really see it for yourself. It's more of a drama, I'd say. But, yeah, it does have comedy aspects in it.
You've been in front of the camera before as well on TV and stuff. I mean, what's it like where you can't, you know, say stop and let's do that one again?
I love it. I prefer it, to be honest, because you get more of adrenaline. And what I like about this drama is that every time we do it, we're discovering new things. The characters, Vicky and Stephen, it's like the more we do it, the more we're finding out about different things in the drama, which they're a bit, it changes with every day we do it. So it's really interesting to see how the characters develop over time as well.
That seems to happen more than anywhere up at Edinburgh, doesn't it? Because you just get this kind of almost immediate feedback from audiences.
Yeah, and Alan Wilcox, as the director, he came up to see it today and he hasn't seen it for a couple of weeks. And he said it's amazing to see the changes in it already. He said it's like you're really living the parts and there's things that I didn't even notice that are coming out of the characters now, which is always good to hear because you've got to spice it up. Doing it every day and doing 23 shows, you know, you've got to keep it fresh and exciting. So for us as well, other than the audience, you know.
And the writer Ed Penny, has he been up here?
Yes, he's with us. Yeah, he's flying with us every day. He's enjoying the experience. So it's he used to be a dentist for 25 years. So he's enjoying getting his writing up here. It's always something he wanted to do. But what we're aiming for is to do a national tour. And we have had some artistic directors interested in taking on the play. The only thing that we need now is a sponsor. So that's what we're hoping to achieve whilst we're up here.
And in terms of the writer then, having seen it, has he got the pen out again or has he absolutely left it alone?
He's been talking about that we're going to do something over Christmas in Wales. So he's written it in English, so we'd have to translate it into Welsh because we do quite a bit of stuff in Wales. So, but I've learnt Welsh, so I do feel more comfortable acting in English, but I do also do stuff in Wales as well. So, yeah, so hopefully there'll be something new at Christmas as well.
Take me into some of the early rehearsals for this.
We auditioned for the part last summer. It just happened to be that my best friend's the other part and he didn't know I was going for audition and I didn't know he was going for an audition. And we've done stuff together in the past and we started performing it in North Wales last November, but we had other commitments on Welsh TV, so it started off quite slowly. And then I'd say this year it's really taken off and word of mouth is proving to be key, really. And in North Wales it's hard to take a drama like Butterfly in Shades of Blue because they're not really used to things like this there. I mean, it goes down well and we get good feedback, but I think it's going to do well in the cities more than anywhere.
We'd just say the two of you and a director, take me literally into a rehearsal room and describe what that was like.
The rehearsal room is an old church in the middle of the Snowdon Mountains. Yeah, because Alan Wilcox, he lives in Nantperis, which is near Llanberis and Snowdonia. So we meet up there two, three times a week, and we do it in the church there. So when people walk in and looking around the church and they see us there acting out in the middle of the church, it's got a bit of a shock. But no, it's good because we have long discussions because we'll discuss, oh, what do you think Vicky would do in this situation? And take me back to Stephen when you were little. How do you think he would react if this happened to him? Because he's quite geeky in the first act, because it spans over 17 years. So you really see a difference from the beginning when they're both 15, 17, to the last act when they're in their 30s. And you can imagine, and even though it's the old story of boy meets girl, it doesn't have the original cliches you'd expect. we've had a lot of women mostly that have been in tears at the end of the play, and then we go and talk to them and they explain, you know, that they could really relate to things that have happened, and if not themselves, people they know have happened as well. So,
and during your rehearsal itself then, was it largely kind of classic, there's the actors on stage and it was being directed, or were you involved in giving ideas yourselves as actors?
The director, Alan, he's been brilliant. I've learned so much from him, and I think Jakob could say the same. He says what he thinks and then we'll discuss it, and then he's very happy with us saying, like, he'll never say, I want you to stand here when you say that, I want you to do this when you say that. He's very much, you have to do what comes natural to you, because I don't want it to look as if, oh, the director told them to stand there. It is very natural, and it's different, like I say, it's different in every show that we do. We might be standing in one bit one day, we might be standing somewhere else the next. It's very much living it on stage and what comes natural to you at the time. But obviously he's had to say, you know, we can't have you sitting down at a table for the whole 80 minutes, would get totally boring. So we do have like a mirror, that's an imaginary mirror that we're looking into, a window in the corner, because it is only a table and four chairs throughout the four acts. So it is dependent on the acting, really.
And so what kind of things did you do to step into the role?
Oh, I'll be totally honest, when I first got the script, because it was 70 pages originally, I found it very overwhelming, and I thought, if I can do this, I can do anything. And it really is the best thing I've ever done, acting-wise, and I've learned so much. And in the beginning of the Edinburgh Fringe, I found it very draining, and it is a draining part to play. You'd get upset yourself on stage doing it, because you're actually method acting in some parts. I wouldn't say that I'm a method actor, but in some parts you do tend to feel like this is actually happening to you for real. So I do get upset in Act 3 especially. So I found it very draining in the beginning. I thought, how am I going to do 23 shows? I don't know. By now, I don't want it to finish, and it's literally, I don't know if you sort of, there's a part of you that thinks, right, if you're going to do this for the whole length of the Ed Fringe, you've got to just think, right, pull yourself together and able to just step out of it and step into it when you can, and not take it too much into yourself, otherwise you'd never survive.
5 minutes before lights go up, what are the two of you doing to get into the zone?
We're sitting in a very tiny I want to call it a changing room. There's three of us, and there's about 3 metres where we're all squashed together. The light's very dim, so I can't really see to put my lipstick on properly. So we arrive in costume, and as we're walking to the venue, you're sort of just going through in your head, right, I'm 15, and then that's it. You're out on stage, and that's it. And then every time I change in between acts, Jakob does the same. As you're changing, with every piece of clothing that you're taking off, it's like you're aging and you're becoming the character for the second act.
And in terms of then during the actual play, because you are getting reactions from the audience, the fourth wall's up, but are you picking up on audience?
Yes, it's strange really, because like the audience have been different, because sometimes you might get a laugh in some parts that you weren't expecting to get a laugh, and where you do expect a laugh, then maybe you wouldn't. But then every day the audience is different. One thing you notice, because the audience in the Space Cabaret, they're so close to you, so you can't help. But when I'm saying a soliloquy, I've got two soliloquies, I actually look into the eyes of the audience, and I like doing that because it totally takes you out of the play for a minute, and you're involving them, and you can see on their faces that they're there with you, they're involved, and nobody hardly moves throughout the whole play. It's like nobody wants to break the spell because they're just totally zoned in on the whole story.
Without giving anything too much away, just give me a moment from the play that really captures it for you.
Ooh.
I don't mean, you don't need to act it, but just kind of tell me what stands out like a light on.
Oh, that's a hard question to answer, actually. I think it would be Act 4 when they meet again. I'll try not to give too much away. And it's looking over the past, and there's some words and some phrases in there that do touch you, and I think would touch anyone, especially those that have been through married life or maybe their parents have been through stuff as well. And I think there's one part where Vicky says about her parents, or her mum and his dad sitting together at the bottom of the garden, not saying anything, but they're happy in their twilight years knowing that there's someone else there. And I say, that's so simple and wonderful, isn't it? And many of the audience say that that's the line that gets them crying. It is very poignant.
Final question. What have you learned about yourself through playing this role?
I've learned that no matter how much you doubt yourself, it's all about confidence. Because if someone had told me 3 years ago that I would be playing the part of Vicky in this play, I would never have believed them. So I honestly believe that if you push yourself, you can do anything you want.
Well, pushing herself and growing in confidence, Kerry Bostock, thanks very much indeed.